What kind of car have you dreamed of owning your whole life?
A Trans Am, Your Honor.
So you saved up your money?
Yes, ma'am.
A muscle car fantasy sputters to a stop.
You sold him a car that you knew had a title loan on it.
I didn't know it had a title loan. Oh, yes, that's fine.
And the judge gets furious fast.
Why didn't you give him his money back?
His money was gone.
I'm getting to like you less and less.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 21-year-old Jared Sandoval is suing David Williams for the return of money he paid for a 99 convertible Trans Am. Jared says he can't register the vehicle because of a title loan.
Order. All rise. Yeah, it's case number 425 and 426 in the matter of Sandoval versus Williams and Williams versus Morris.
Where is Morris?
Here.
That would be you.
Yes.
Go sit over there.
Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
Mr. Sandoval, how old are you, sir?
21.
And what kind of car have you dreamed of owning your whole life?
A Trans Am, Your Honor.
Tell me why you had this dream of a Trans Am your whole life.
It's a car my aunt had when I was growing up. It was American muscle car. I'm really into that, and it's been in movies. I've loved with that car, and I know I just, when I see that car, it's beautiful, and it has a lot of power, so that really turned me on to it.
Okay. So you saved up your money?
Yes, ma'am.
Where did you save your money from?
From my job.
What kind of a job do you have?
I'm a delivery driver.
How long have you had that job?
I've had it for about 6 months now.
How much money did you save?
I had saved at the time $3,500.
Who do you live with?
I live with my parents.
So they let you live rent-free and sort of skate on everything else?
They're really nice with me, yes.
You, on the other hand, Mr. Williams, I'm not so happy with. Because you sold Jared his dream car, because he found it on the internet. Is that how you found it?
Yes, Craigslist.
And you sold him a car that you knew had a title loan on it.
I didn't know it had a title loan at the time when I sold it.
I don't believe that for a second. So when he went to try to register the car that you had sold him, he couldn't register it. It was useless because there was a title loan on it.
Yeah, he called me and let me know that.
And when he called and said to you, there's a title loan on the car, what did he say to you? Did he say, can I have my money back?
Yeah, but by the time
Just a second. He said, can I have my money back?
Yes.
Why didn't you give him his money back?
His money was gone.
Where was it gone?
It was spent on bills.
Spent on what?
That's the only reason why I sold
That's
the
why
car.
I don't like you, Mr. Williams. Because you knew that you sold a car that had a title loan on it to an unsuspecting 21-year-old kid. And when he called you, he said, I can't register the car. He said, that's your problem. I spent the money. That does not make you a nice person,
sir. That's not what I told him when he called me back.
You told him I spent it.
Yeah, the money was gone, but it wasn't just his problem. I did not just tell him, just brush him off like it's your problem.
It was his problem because he gave you the money. How much money did he give you?
$3,200, but the car's worth way more than that. I gave it to him at almost free. The car is an $8,000 car.
You gave it to him because it was, hey, I'm getting to like you less and less. So he's only out $3,200 or $35,000?
$3,200.
Mm-hmm. And so he really should be thanking you because you gave him a useless car for $3,200 that was worth $8,000. Is that what I'm hearing from you, Mr. Williams?
I didn't give him a useless car.
A useless car? He can't drive it.
He can drive it. The car runs and drives excellent, perfect.
He can't register it to insure it to drive
even
it.
Even the title loan, I didn't get the title loan. I got the title loan, and I loaned that money to another person.
I'm so over you, Mr. Williams, from reading this thing.
Even if he repaid the money of the title loan, that price, which is what, $3,000, I think, on a title loan.
You're following what? You're following this blabber, what he's saying to me.
$3,200 for what he paid for the car.
So it was a bargain, so we should pay off the title loan.
And he'll still be under what the car's worth.
Listen to me. If you had said to him, look at my eyes. If you said to him, I'm giving you the car at a bargain basement price of $3,200.
All right.
You got your listening ears on?
I'm hearing you.
But there's a title loan on the car.
I didn't know the title loan
listen,
on the
yes,
car.
You did. Oh, yes, you did.
The loan was supposed to have been paid off.
Listen, I called
B&B before I even posted the car.
I know that you knew it. I know that you knew it because otherwise you wouldn't have sold an $8,000 car for $3,200. That's why you're a hustler. Because if you could have gotten $8,000 for it, why would somebody? You don't know him. I mean, you never met him before. Craigslist, right? Why would you want to sell somebody an $8,000 car for $3,200?
So it'll go fast.
Just
I need the money.
Just a second. Because you're a hustler.
I'm not a hustler.
Yeah, you're a hustler.
No, I'm not.
Anyway, you have the car. How much is the title loan on the car?
I called the lien holders that have the, they can't. It's between him. They wouldn't tell me how much exactly he's owed on the car. I told them how much I paid for the car, and they said it's more than what I paid for the car.
Okay, so you want to give him back the car?
No, this is my car.
No, listen to me.
Okay.
Listen to me carefully.
Right.
This is the idea.
Okay.
I can either say to you, if you knew what the lien was on the car.
Yeah.
If you knew the lien, what was on the car, I'd be interested in knowing that. But he sold you a useless car.
Okay, yes.
So I will give you back your money. He gets the car. Do you understand?
Yes.
If you do not want to return the car to him and you want to keep a car and look at it because you love it, right? I'll say goodbye to you. Do you understand? Do you want to give him back the car?
If that's...
No. Because the check gets held until he gets possession of the car. Do you understand that? You don't get the car and your money.
Oh, I know. I want the he owes for the lien holders. I want them.
I don't owe no money on
you
no
don't
lien.
What?
I want him to pay the lien holders so I
no,
can.
No.
I don't owe the money.
Okay. Listen to me, sir. Be very clear on this.
Okay.
I want to make you whole. Your whole is you gave him $3,200.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He gets back his car.
Okay.
Now, if you don't want to give him back his car, fine. I say goodbye to you, and I go to lunch.
Right.
To me, it's not a hard question. You bought a car that was useless. Here's your car. I want my money back.
The car is not useless. It's a perfectly good, running, excellent car. I have pictures of the
Listen
car.
Listen to me. Williams.
The car is perfect.
Williams, I'm not interested in anything you have to say to me.
I understand.
You caused this problem.
I didn't cause the problem.
Right. I say you did. You said not.
I did not cause the problem, Your Honor.
She's going to tell me that you did.
I approved that. That's not the truth.
She's going to tell me that you did.
I approved that. That's not the truth, Your Honor.
Okay, good. What do you want?
If my choice is to get my money back for the car, I guess that's what I need to do.
You want your money back for the car?
Right. I would.
Great.
I wish I could keep the car.
Well, only if it's in the same condition. Go find another car. Go find another car.
Only if it's in the same condition as when I sold it to him. Because
listen to me. I don't care. I don't care if it's in the same condition.
Wow.
I don't care if he put an umbrella in the back of the car. I don't care if he made a beach in the back of the car. You're getting the car back, and he's getting his money back. And now you go find somebody else to buy this car or to unload it or to pay it off yourself. But you're getting the car back.
If it's stripped down, then I'll be back.
And the car is still in his name.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
I wish it was in mine.
Great. What?
I wish it was in mine, but...
Well, but it's not in yours.
I know. It's a loss. It was a bad deal.
It's not in yours.
Yeah.
You're entitled to have your money back so you can go look for another car of your dreams.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
But you can't have both.
You won't find a car that clean for that price.
He won't. Judge for the plaintiff in the amount of $3,200, and that check will be held until the car is returned to him. Now, the next part of the lawsuit is you, sir, are suing her.
Yes, because I didn't know that the car had a lien on. I would have never did anybody like that.
So now, you're getting your money back.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I'm getting my car back.
And you're getting your car back.
Okay.
And I'm getting
the condition
lunch.
That it was.
And I'm getting lunch, so I don't even have to deal with this part
And
of
that the
case.
Condition that it was in when I sold
Goodbye,
the car.
Goodbye, sir. I don't care what condition it's in. I assume that if this young man loved the car, he didn't destroy it. And
who's to say he won't strip it down before he gives it back?
Pay careful attention to me. Careful attention to me. And I also assume, sir, that if when he called you and said, I can't register the car, and you said the money's gone.
Yeah.
And in what month was that he called you and said, I can't register the car?
In what month?
What month?
Was when I sold him the car. It was December, maybe?
December.
Right. All the money wasn't gone. I offered him to give him the rest of the money that was
Mr.
left.
Mr. Williams.
It was like $600
Mr. Williams,
left.
I've had it with you.
Okay.
Goodbye. And you too, because I don't have to deal with your loan with each other. You were living together, took out a loan.
No, we wasn't living together.
Hey! Toodaloo! Bye.
What's our excuse? You may step out.
He said that our car was clear and good. There was no problems with it.
I called her. She said the loan was paid off.
DMV told me there was a lien on it. And
I called DMV. They told me that the car had no lien holders on the title.
It's illegal for me to own that car with a lien on the title.
So then I posted the car.
I was really upset.
And I only sold it for a cheap price because I needed the money fast.
Yes, I think I was scammed.
I didn't call the guy because I never would have did it.
I wanted the car. I didn't get it, but I got my money back.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Copeland versus Bailey. Step forward.
23-year-old Michael Copeland is suing Christopher Bailey for crashing into his parked car and leaving the scene of the accident.
How are the two of you related?
It's my wife.
Do you have children?
No, ma'am.
Other than the two of you, is there anyone else that lives with you?
No, ma'am.
And how long have you been married?
2 years.
Yeah. Two years.
Do you work?
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of work do you do?
I work at a wood shop.
And what do you do?
I'm a student right now.
How do you get to school?
I'm an online student right now.
So you don't go out to school, you stay home?
Correct.
How do you get to work?
I drive.
What kind of car?
1999 Ford Explorer.
What color?
Red.
Okay, this is your case. You didn't see anything. Your car is parked. Next thing you know, your car isn't in the same spot where you parked it because somebody in a red car has hit your car and damaged it substantially.
Yes.
And you say that person was you.
No.
But I assume you're the witness.
Yes.
Perfect.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I don't know where he turned around, but he came back southbound and he drove past really slow, looking at the damage that he did. And then he came back northbound, he looked one more time, and then he took off.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Michael Copeland says motorist Christopher Bailey crashed into his parked car and then fled the scene. Christopher claims Michael has got the wrong guy.
Your last name is?
Jackson.
Miss Jackson, how do you know Mr. Copeland?
He's my fiance.
Okay. Now, when did this accident take place?
Christmas night, 2013.
At what time?
Approximately 9 p.m.
Tell me.
So we were having dinner, and we heard a loud crash outside. We ran to the porch, and we saw the Taurus.
No, not we. You.
Sorry.
What did you see? He's going to tell me his own.
Okay. I ran outside to the porch and I saw the Taurus had moved forward several feet.
That's yours, yes. Ford Taurus.
Yes.
And a red Ford Explorer was outside and the car was on. I rushed, put my shoes on, and we went outside. And the Ford Explorer reversed and drove and parked in front of the Taurus because he was blocking oncoming traffic. And he got out of the vehicle and he checked the damage on his car. And then he walked to the back and he was stumbling as he was walking and his words were slurred. And he said, oh, I can't believe I wrecked my car.
Can't believe I wrecked my car.
Right.
Did you see that person?
Yes.
Is that person in the courtroom today?
Yes.
Would you point him out to me, please?
Him.
That would be him. Go ahead.
And Michael was on the phone with 911, giving them the information on the vehicle and his license plate number. We all saw it. And my brother-in-law had a pen in his hand, so he wrote it on his hand. And he got in the car, and he took off. And then we were standing outside waiting for the police to come.
Did he come back?
He did.
He did?
He did.
What happened when he came back?
We were standing outside waiting for the police to come, and I don't know where he turned around, but he came back southbound, and his window was up, and he drove past really slow, looking at the damage that he did. And then he came back northbound. He looked one more time, and then he took off.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
This lady and this gentleman were on the phone with the police. The police, as they're hearing the license plate number, are writing it down. Did you just yawn, you idiot?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Michael Copeland says motorist Christopher Bailey crashed into his parked car and then fled the scene. Christopher claims Michael has got the wrong guy.
Do you have the police report?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. you get a ticket for leaving the scene of an accident, sir?
No, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Not because I didn't leave a scene of an accident.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. Oh. I wasn't there.
Yeah. What's the license number of your car?
Don't know it by heart.
What?
Don't know it by heart.
You don't know it by heart?
No, ma'am.
Take out your registration. Take out your registration.
I don't have it on me.
Where is it?
It's in my coat.
Where's your coat?
My coat is in the back, I guess.
Go get it. That way. By the way, you see the way he lies to me? What's your last name?
Langston.
Let me tell you your first name, Penny, right? You know how I know that? Because the car with the serial number that they called into the police, the red Ford Explorer, is your car.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
So this is what I started to say as the husband was coming back. Do you see the way he looked at me and it wasn't me? That's why it wasn't there, because it wasn't me. That's the same look he's going to give you when you say to him, where were you last Tuesday night? Or where were you on Christmas Eve without me?
She was with me.
That's the same look. Wasn't me. I wasn't there. Well, some other duck did it.
Oh, well, he wasn't there, so.
Of course he was there. Your car.
Okay. We were together.
Car, your, now, what's the license plate number on the car that's registered to a Penny Langston?
I don't have my registrations with me.
Oh, not at all. It wasn't in your coat. I thought you told me it was in your coat.
My license was in my coat, but now my...
I don't need your license, sir.
Well, I don't
your license
have it.
Doesn't tell me the car that you were driving.
I don't have
Here.
It.
Mr. Bailey, you are so lucky that they did not cite you for leaving the scene of an accident. You are so lucky. Maybe it was because it was Christmas they gave you a break. I would not have given you such a break.
How did he leave a scene and he wasn't there?
Yeah, I mean, he did. Okay, if I was there, okay, if I not, so
don't
if I hit somebody,
understand, madam? Listen, I don't want to talk to you anymore. I've already determined that you're a liar. I'm going to try to talk to your wife. I'm going to try to talk to your wife. Try to pay attention to what I'm saying to you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
People suffer property damage, and they don't want to pin it on the wrong person. They want the right person to be responsible. I want you to try to understand the logic of this. Get your hands off the table and stand on your own two feet. They want the right person to be responsible for damaging their property. In this case, you actually had two people, and what they did was, there is no issue that their car was damaged because they're going to show me the pictures of the car and they're going to show me the damage. The only issue is, who did it? Now, while they were out there looking at their car, this lady and this gentleman were on the phone with the police and said, a red Ford Explorer with this license plate just hit my car and left. The police, as they're hearing the license plate number, are writing it down to put in a report. Did you just yawn, you idiot? Then they dispatch a car to your house because you're the registered owner of that car. It was snowing that night. They see fresh snow tracks going right into your garage. And they knock at the door, and nobody answers the door. Not you. Not him. I'm a really smart judge, but even a dumb one doesn't need to be taken any further. He hit their car. He came back to look at the damage twice because he's not too bright. Not only is he a liar, but he's not too smart.
I hit the car when it came
and
back.
Then exactly. He pulls into the garage.
I hit the car when it
and
came
locks
back.
The
and
door.
I went home.
Hey, and locks the door.
Well, who and then, somebody hit their car anyway?
Oh, you know something? You're a perfect match. Did I hear you right before when you say that the two of
yeah,
you
have
no children?
Right.
Try keeping it that way. How much was the damage to your car?
And then
how much was the damage to your car?
$3,791.
Judgment for the plaintiff, that's all.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Please excuse, you may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Kind of ironic that the license plate just happened to be their red truck.
Hey, how did anybody manage to get anybody a license plate?
That we happened to see, so, you know.
I wasn't there. I mean, I never did hit the man car, but if you want to keep on saying that, hey.
Take responsibility, man, and if you did something wrong, own up to it.
Well, she said what she said. She gonna do what she wanna do anyway. That's Judge Judy.